Hey, Arizona, Guy Fieri here from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives on the Food Network. I hope you'll be listening to On the Menu Live with the Madman, Matt Russell, on AM 1330, The Jolt.
Welcome to On the Menu Live, dishing out the latest buzz on the local restaurant and entertainment scene. And now, to help you get ready for the weekend in style, here's your host, Matt Russell.
Oh, well, love is in the air here on this Thursday, the last Thursday before Valentine's Day of 2011. How many lovers do we have in the house here tonight? We are here broadcasting live from the best place to be if you're going to be dedicated an entire show to the passion and the romance and the love of your loved one and your friends and your family. We are here live from the Melting Pot at the Foothills Mall. So I ask all of my foodie friends to come and join us here for the party because it's just getting underway. We've got some friends who have already joined us. In fact, we had a fan club here arrive before I even walked in the door. Our good friends from the Southern Arizona Celiac Support Group are in the house doing a great job here educating the community on gluten-free lifestyle and the many, many options here across Southern Arizona for folks that have some gluten intolerance, and their choices are significant because there's some great restaurants here in this community that are catering to these folks, and we want to give our special props out to our folks with the support group. Our celebrity co-host for this week is Jessica Nenadic from Alliance Beverage, and you know, she's one of the hardest working women I know. In fact, she's working so hard that she's not here yet. And as a matter of fact, she had a job she had to take care of up at La Encantada, but she is going to be making her way furiously over here to the broadcast location of the Melting Pot. I'm sure she's listening to this on her radio on the way over. Hello, Jessica. We've got a seat warmed for you here on our Valentine's Day show, and we're going to be boiling some beef and melting some cheese and having some gooey chocolate awaiting your arrival because, again, the Melting Pot does it like nobody else. Anyway, a big special going on tonight, folks. I want you to be the first to hear. If you meet us over here tonight, that's Thursday night, you meet us over here at the Melting Pot, Rich Abrahamson and Melissa Croft of the Melting Pot right here in Tucson are going to be providing a significant value that only our listeners are going to be able to take advantage of. Now, listen to this. They've got a four-course delicacy ready for you right here at the Melting Pot, and this thing usually goes for $55. On Valentine's Day, it's going to go for $60. But if you're here tonight, Thursday, and if you are our guest here next Tuesday, you're going to be able to have this four-course meal for only $45. Not $55, but $45. But let me clue you in on something. To be able to get that special price, you have to say the secret phrase to your server. Chuck Aubrey, any ideas what that secret phrase might be?
If it's on Thursday at 5, it must be On the Menu Live.
You're very, very close. That would have been a great idea. I missed the opportunity on that. But you can get this great four-course meal for only $45 if you tell the secret phrase to your server, and the phrase is The Jolt. That would be The Jolt. That's all you have to do to get another.
That's the grand secret.
Grand secret is The Jolt. See, they're coming in the door right now. They heard the radios on their way home from work. Again, say The Jolt to your server to get another $10 slashed off this great meal. Now, listen to this. The first course, of course, is going to start off with cheese fondue, this Cupid's Dream cheese fondue, or this other Aphrodite's Creation cheese fondue, your choice. You'll also get a choice for your second course of either a cherry blossom salad or a beautiful classic Caesar salad. The third course is the entree course. You're either going to get your choice of a hearts of filet, garlic and wine filet, honey Dijon chicken, fire and spice shrimp, peppercorn crusted New York strip, sea scallops, portobello ravioli. Stop me, Chuck. I mean, I don't, I can't go on.
No, I'm going to stop you before I drool all over this microphone. This is sick.
This is great. Or you can have a choice of the sea of love, lobster tail, fire and spice shrimp, all kinds of great stuff. And then the fourth course, the granddaddy, the chocolate aphrodisiac fondue. Freshly pureed strawberries in your choice of milk, dark, or white chocolate, accompanied by cheesecake, pound cake, brownies, strawberries, Oreo-covered marshmallows, bananas, mini cream puffs.
Are we sure children should be allowed near that last course? Wow.
Yeah, mini cream puffs. That's exactly what I said. Hey, wasn't that your nickname in college?
How did you know, Taylor?
I didn't. I think so. So also, in addition, but wait, there's more. Champagne is included in this four-course meal, and our friends here at the Melting Pot are going to give you a great gift. I understand a photo with a commemorative frame and also a gift certificate for a future visit to the Melting Pot right here in Tucson. Again, if you come in tonight and join us for dinner at the Melting Pot at the Foothills Mall, you're going to be able to get this great four-course meal for only $45 if you say the secret phrase to your server, and that phrase is The Jolt. Anyway, I want to remind our listeners that our website is now officially live. Do yourself a favor and go to www.onthemenulive.com. This is a great destination for everything that you need to know about the food and wine and beverage scene all across the community. And my hat's off to my good friend George Jensen of Jensen Consulting for his very hard and handy work on putting this website together. There's all kinds of great things. You can go back and listen to all of the shows that we've done ever since we took over the show back in June of 2009. You can listen to my personal reactions to some of the food that I've encountered along this ride. You can listen to what it was like when I had my first sip of a 46-ounce margarita at the Javelina Cantina. Chuck, I'm sure you remember that evening.
Or maybe grab your tums,
or maybe you don't. Frankie Santos over at Frankie's South Philly Cheesesteak showed me the right way to eat a South Philly cheesesteak. You're going to be able to listen to all of that on themenulive.com. Just click on what show you want to listen to, and it's all there. We also have great information about our great sponsors that support the work that we do here. We can also provide you, our listeners, with the chance to listen to every show live right here on themenulive.com. Just go on the website, right on the homepage. You'll see a little icon that says listen. Click it, and you are listening to us live. So you have no excuse, whether you're in the car, whether you're at work, whether you're in front of a computer, you can listen to On the Menu Live on onthemenulive.com. We also want to make sure that our friends know that we are have an active and growing fan base on Facebook, and that's facebook.com/onthemenulive. This is the place where we announce where we're going to be broadcasting our shows from, who our celebrity co-hosts are going to be, who our guests are going to be, what kind of great restaurants across Southern Arizona are giving away great gift certificates and free stuff for trivia questions. facebook.com/onthemenulive is the place to be to get all of the late-breaking information about the show. We also just want to remind our listeners, again, $45 per person for this great four-course meal here at the Melting Pot. We're talking about beautiful, succulent shrimp and lobster and beef, and there's chocolate and there's cheese, and this is really the place to be to celebrate the romantic world, the world that you love with the special person that you love right here at the Melting Pot. We get to have a little conversation about wine now, as we do each and every week, by turning the conversation over to a woman who owns one of my favorite places in all the community. It's Catavinos Wine Shop and Tasting Room. Her name is Yvonne Fouché. Yvonne, welcome to On the Menu Live.
Good afternoon, Matt. How's it going over there?
Well, I think I've fallen in love with everybody that's walked through that door. I mean, the Melting Pot has this way about it. I mean, there's these great draped, drawn booths. You can actually sit in the booth with the one you love and pull the curtains, Yvonne. They literally have curtains where you can pull the curtain to give you that intimate experience that you and your special someone want to have. I mean, I'm looking around, and there's several people that I'd like to take into those booths, but I have to wait until my wife joins us here.
Yeah.
And she should be here momentarily. But anyway, love is in the air, Yvonne Fouché.
Wow. And I'll tell you, with that screaming deal they've got going on today, how much better can it get?
I know. I mean, the $55 per person price in and of itself for the amount of food that you get in this romantic encounter that is all about you, that is just a great bargain. But again, if you come in and say The Jolt to your server, that's going to come down to $45 per person. These guys are such great folks in this community. I can't say enough of great things about them.
Wow. That sounds like just a blast.
Well, I wish you were here, but, I bet you are very busy over there at Catavinos, because I have a feeling, Yvonne Fouché, that when you're putting together the theme for this week's wine tasting, and especially choosing the wine of the week for this week, you're thinking about romance and passion yourself. What say you? What's the Catavinos wine of the week for this week?
You know, I am, and this week's focus is wines to share with that special loved one. I think everybody in the world's doing that this week. And this week, what I chose for the wine of the week is a Brut Rosé. So it's a sparkling wine because it's so much fun and it's so good and it's pink and it's just perfect for the holidays, and it seems to be a crowd pleaser no matter if you like dry wines or you like sweet wines. it seems to have just the right amount of flavor that makes it wonderful. It's from the Gruway Winery in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Now, a lot of people aren't aware that New Mexico is actually quite famous for their sparkling wines.
You're absolutely right.
And they are mentioned in all of the books. Jan Robinson's books, everybody who knows about wine, when they talk about sparkling, they say, and let's not forget Gruet in Albuquerque, New Mexico. So this is a wonderful Brut Rosé. It's rich with fruity flavors. It's a full-bodied wine. It's got some floral and berry aromas. And then the flavors move to cherry, raspberries, and strawberries.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people think about chocolate when they're thinking Valentine's. And, yes, that's true. But in this case, I like to float fruit on top of my sparkling and get a little bit of raspberries every now and then. And then eat my chocolate on the side.
Something tells me that you've done your due diligence in putting this this recommendation together.
Well, I happen to love this wine, and I know a lot of people that do as well. And I just thought this would be perfect for a Valentine wine.
And I love this. So this Gruet Brut Rosé that you have showcased as the wine of the week. And I love that you chose something just a little bit different because, you know, there is nothing average or typical or traditional about love. I mean, there's something subjective and something special and passionate and custom about every loving relationship we have. So when you pull out a sparkling, you didn't go typical. You didn't go conventional. You did something that expressed your own flair. And that's what I love about you, Yvonne.
Well, and that's what's fun about the whole business. You know, it really is individual, and you can let your own personality come through. And everybody seems to accept it because they all have their own personality, and they all do what they like, too. So, you know, it just kind of goes with the program.
That's wonderful. And how much are you selling this wine of the week for?
Well, this Brut Rosé sparkling wine sells for $14.99 in the shop. So, once again, it's at the top of my end. But it's worth it.
The top of the end. Again, Yvonne stocks more than 350 premium wines from around the world. Yes, here domestically, but also around the world to bring home the best wine values for us. What are we? Wineries? Winos? Winies? What are we calling ourselves these days?
Grapistas.
What's politically? Okay, grapistas. I love it. And there's not one bottle in the entire store that's over $15 a bottle. So when she says $14.99 is on the upper end of the price spectrum, she's absolutely right. And we can all afford $14.99. For a great wine experience. That sounds lovely.
Yeah, it's great. It really is.
So thinking about some of the other wines to celebrate with the one you love, tonight, Friday and Saturday night from 4 o'clock to 8 o'clock there at Catavinos, you've got this great themed wine tasting. In addition to this Gruet Brut Rosé, what other wines are you going to be showcasing in this theme?
Well, you know, it's hilarious because I went through and I picked out the wines, and then I put them in the tasting order that I thought they should be tasted in, and I realized I'd come up with a story. So we start with the Brut Rosé, which kind of wakes you up. A sparkly Brut wakes you up. Then we move to the Caramia. It's a Pinot Noir. Caramia in Italian means my dear. So you're opening up the conversation with your dear. Then we move to the Matchbook Tinto Re.
Oh, beautiful.
So now it's getting hot. And then...
Things are heating up here at the Melting Pot when Yvonne Fouché's on the phone.
Right.
I'm breaking out in sweat, Yvonne.
Then we have the Monkey Business Merlot.
Great.
So, you know, it starts getting a little funny here. Then we move to the Red X. So, and then finally, we end up with a Coco Divine, which is actually a very interesting wine. It's a chocolate wine that's mixed with Torrantes. And I guess that's kind of like the cigarette after the fact, you know?
That's exactly right. I mean, it's the perfect cap to the great experience.
Exactly. You just... top it off.
You know, they must have heard you because now people are still coming. They're walking in the door wondering what all the buzz is about. And that's, you know, that last description of what you just said must have closed the deal with this next round of people walking in the door. Anyway, we can't wait to get down there and share a special Valentine's moment with you and your great team over there at Catavinos. Again, tonight, Friday and Saturday from 4 to 8 o'clock, taste this great flight of 6 premium wines, have some delicious cheese, learn a little bit more about the world of wine, get inside Yvonne's head, run around in there. There's there's just so much going on in there, and just have a wonderful time. We can't wait to see you and certainly learn a little bit more about you next week for next week's show.
Likewise. Thank you, Matt. You continue to enjoy your evening.
Thanks so much, Yvonne Fouché. We're going to take a quick 60-second commercial break to learn a little bit more about Katavinas, and when we come back, the romance, the passion, the mystery of Jessica Nenadic is here live. Don't go away.
Discover a warm, intimate, and inviting hideaway in Midtown Tucson where you can meet people and explore new wines. At Katavinos Wine Shop and Tasting Room, located on Alvernon Way, just south of Fort Lowell, we offer more than 350 premium wines from all over the world, all priced under $15 a bottle. Each week, our wine tastings will give you the opportunity to sample a flight of wines alongside some delicious artisan cheeses. And our tasting room is the ideal venue for your next private party or special event. We also stock the latest wine accessories for making the most out of your wine experience. Finding a great bottle of wine for $30 is easy, but discovering a wonderful wine for less than $15 is an art. Let us do the work for you. Katavinos Wine Shop and Tasting Room on Alvernon, just south of Fort Lowell. Come see us today or give us a call at 323-3063. That's 323-3063.
Casting live the melting pot here at the Foothills Mall, and we are having a great time here because Rich Abrahamson and Melissa Croft have put in this great four-course meal special for all of our listeners. Four courses of some of the best fondue and fondue-based entrees you've ever had for only $45 a person. That's $10 off the already low, low price, $45 per person. But you have to do this, friends. You've got to say the word, the jolt, to your server to get this special. And you know what? As I'm talking, people are walking in right now. As a matter of fact, Mike Sump himself just walked in the door. Mike Sump of FoothillsFavorites.com, the official residential and commercial real estate team for On the Menu Live. You know, he knows good food, good wine, good beverages, and he's here to celebrate with us. Mike, always good to see you. Anyway, our celebrity co-host, as we said at the top of the show, is the lovely Jessica Nenadic from Alliance Beverage, and I just smile every time I have you on the show, and I don't know what it is about.
Thanks,
you, Jess.
Matt. Because I bring wine.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you, and to you.
Well, listen, as I said at the top of the show, Jessica Nenadic, you are one of the hardest working women in this community that I know, and I know that Valentine's Day is probably one of those events in the world of I don't know what we say, distribution, alcohol, beverage,
right,
libation, however you talk about yourself. The Valentine's Day is probably, you're working a lot more hours than you normally do. Are you going to be able to spend some time with the man you love this Valentine's Day?
I am. You know, we have a really special time. Almost every Friday we have a little special date night. My parents take the kids, so we're going to probably do that this Friday, and we're just going to celebrate like a lot of people are, because it's a long weekend, and we're going to maybe dine at a restaurant. We're going to have a special bottle of wine, maybe a special cocktail to celebrate. Responsibly, of course.
Of course.
Yes,
of course.
Of course.
All of our good friends at Alliance Beverage remind you to enjoy
responsibly.
Very
but
good.
You know what? I think it's actually a great time for our restaurant community, too, because a lot of people dine out and drink out and celebrate when normally they wouldn't be out. So it brings a lot of people out to the community and to restaurants and things like that. And the restaurants do a great job. Specials, great menus, wine pairings, special preparations by the chefs. Really is a great time to be in a restaurant.
That's wonderful.
Absolutely.
That's wonderful. Well, you know, I've said I want your job. So whenever you want to take like a couple of years off and like go run a PR firm, I'll switch places with you
for a couple of years. We should do a job swap.
A job swap.
That's
like that.
That's an Oprah show.
I'm all over it.
That's,
you know, I'm
Oprah
the PR
show
guy. I'll pitch it. We'll have Oprah come out here with her crew. Anyway, we talked about the romance and the mystery and the passion that is representative of this great commemorative day, Valentine's Day. When you're thinking about cocktails and libations and the like, what kinds of things come to your mind that sort of inspire you to really take advantage of this wonderful moment?
Well, two things, actually. Something pink, usually. Something bubbly, usually.
Pink and bubbly.
Pink and bubbly. You know, sweet, if that's your taste. But actually, right now, all the rage are cocktails either mixed with wine or beer. The classic wine cocktail, I can think of one right off my head, is a sangria.
Sangria, yes,
absolutely.
Indeed.
Absolutely, using wine as the base of the cocktail.
Right.
And what I brought to you guys today to taste is called Rosa Regale. It's a Brachetto from Piemonte.
Oh, and would you just say that again, please?
Chiamonte.
Oh.
I know.
Thank you.
But anyway,
this
wine covers all the bases. It's sweet, it's sparkly, it's pink, and it's absolutely stunningly flavored. It's beautiful.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
I couldn't wait till you finished before I threw some in my mouth.
Ambrosia.
Ambrosia is the perfect word because it's...
He pipes in.
Wonderfully complex. Challenging the assumption that you're going to have about pink and bubbly. What's that? I mean, I wasn't prepared for that. That is absolutely delicious.
It's stunning. The Brachetto, the grape itself produces this beautiful rose petal and cranberry perfumey wine, but when vinified, and this is a very low alcohol, it's only 7%, when vinified, a lot of those natural sugars in that grape remain in the wine, giving it its sweetness. Nothing's added back. So it just really provides a really great base of cocktail, too.
That's
so if
wonderful.
You're going to mix this, you're going to add maybe some fresh juice, some acidity, a level of acidity, maybe some fresh lime. I can imagine maybe a little splash of pomegranate to sort of bump it up a little bit.
Oh, yes.
But you definitely can use wine and bubbles as a base of a cocktail. Also drink it yourself and just share something. Share it.
Now,
that's
what
it's all about.
This is to me, this suggests a great place to begin the evening.
Right.
You know, you're going to toast the woman or the man that you love with this great flavor encounter. Are you going to carry this through the meal, or are you going to have something else that'll kind of stand up to a beef or to a lovely fish?
Yeah, this is a beginning or an end. It's not definite. It's definitely not a food wine per se. You want something with a little bit more acidity, a little bit more tannin level. But in my opinion, and I'll always say this, drink what you like and like what you drink.
Absolutely.
You do not pick something on the menu that is in your price range. Ask the server because they should be well aware of what's on their menu. Ask what they like. Ask what they – because most of the time they eat there. Ask what they drink when they eat there.
Nice.
And just take their opinion.
Right.
And definitely make sure, like Lorraine always says, Use your price range to your advantage.
That's great. Now, you say pink and bubbly, and, you know, of course, there's been a renaissance in the cosmopolitan. When I'm thinking of pink beverages, you think of the Cosmo. Is there a role for the cosmopolitan on Valentine's Day?
Absolutely. I mean, if you're going to start with a cocktail, why not a Cosmo?
Atta
but
girl.
People actually make the assumption that the Cosmo is sweet when it really should not be sweet. It should just be a touch sweet, a touch sour, and very well balanced. And a crafted bartender will make something that has that balance.
Yeah, and I think that's what separates the bartender from the mixologist, because the mixologist is going to understand that completely. So you want to look for a cosmopolitan that's not red, deep ruby red. Barbie doll pink is exactly what we need to do. Well, we have about another minute and a half of this segment. What are the kinds of things that we should really be thinking about in Valentine's Day and enjoying some great libations?
Well, and you know, enjoying libations at Valentine's Day, obviously it's something, Valentine's Day, I think of couples, I think of sharing.
Yeah.
Something that is going to be shared, a conversation piece. Maybe you try something new on Valentine's Day. Maybe you go for a Rioja instead of a Merlot, right?
Yes.
Maybe you expand a little bit so you and your sweetheart can, you know, sit at the table and discuss the wine. Should be that way. You shouldn't just have it and, there it goes.
Now, there must be some discussions happening right here, because I don't know if you took a walk around, Jessica, but there are these booths that actually have curtains on them, and you can, or drapes, and you can pull the drapes, and you and your guest can enjoy some intimacy in that booth, and you know, there must be some private encounters happening right here.
I bet there are.
As we're getting our Valentine's Day kicked up. Anyway, we're always in. It's always an honor to have you, Jessica Nenadic, from Alliance Beverage on the show. You'll stick around with us a little bit.
I would love to.
In the second half of the show. Again, we're broadcasting live from the Melting Pot of the Foothills Mall, where our good friends Melissa Croft and Rich Abrahamson have put out this great culinary experience. Things are starting to bubble and sizzle over here. We can't wait. Four-course meal if you come into the Melting Pot tonight and Tuesday night. The $55 four-course meal is only $45 per person, but you have to say the secret word, and the secret word is JOLT. We're going to take a quick CNN commercial break and thank a couple of sponsors. And when we return, Melissa and Rich are here right now. We're going to go swimming in vats of cheese and chocolate. You don't want to miss this, friends. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Radio breaking news, I'm Barbara Hall. Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak is staying in office. In a much-anticipated speech on state TV, Mubarak said he has no plans to step down until elections in September.
Change and transfer that we had already started is not going to bring us any sort of steps backward. Egypt is passing through a critical juncture.
Egypt's ambassador to the United States insists Mubarak is president in name only. Sameh Shoukry tells CNN's Wolf Blitzer Mubarak has delegated most of his duties to the vice president.
Is it fair to say that President Mubarak now has no power?
That is certainly an interpretation you can make.
Protesters aren't giving up.
It's not going to get out of control because we love this country and we are not here to destroy things. We're just peaceful.
But analysts say there's a good chance of bloodshed. This is CNN Radio.
I'm Charles Osgood. When you're ranked highest in customer satisfaction by J.D. Power and Associates, that says something. When it happens twice, you're really doing something right. But when J.D. Power and Associates ranks you highest in customer satisfaction for auto insurance claims experience 3 years in a row, like auto owner's insurance, well, that says it all. For award information, visit jdpower.com. Auto owner's insurance. Promises made. Promises kept. To find the independent insurance agent nearest you, visit autoowners.com. That's autoowners.com.
Now at the Home Depot Renew and Redo Bath event, we're lowering the cost of revamping that vanity, retiling that floor, and rethinking that shower. With stylish updates at new lower prices, like a Moen Banbury WaterSense Chrome Faucet for just $68. You can get a lot more bathroom for your buck now at the Home Depot Bath event. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
Where's everyone meeting for the hottest dining, shopping, and nightlife in town? Main Gate Square, of course. Just west of the University of Arizona Main Gate on University Boulevard. A casual walk around the two-block square will take you to more than 50 of Tucson's most exciting restaurants, cafes, retailers, boutiques, and salons. Experience the best of international cuisine, including French, Thai, Greek, Indian, Irish, and a host of other restaurants representing virtually every corner of the globe. And when the sun goes down, Main Gate Square is the place to be for live music, dancing, wine and beer tastings, art exhibits, and other special events. And did I mention the shopping? Come see what all the buzz is about on University Boulevard between Park and Euclid. Visit www.maingatesquare.com to find out what awaits you today. By day or by night, there's always something here for everyone at Main Gate Square.
The biggest mistake in marketing and public relations is when people talk about what their products and services do, when they really should be talking about how they solve problems for their customers. That's what it takes to earn public trust in you and your organization. At Russell Public Communications, we work with clients all over the country to develop and implement effective PR strategies that earn their public's trust. Whether it's staging national press conferences, developing compelling and creative marketing campaigns, launching new products, or securing valuable media exposure, Russell Public Communications provides a depth of industry knowledge and real-world experience that is second to none. Find out how to put a Madison Avenue twist on your marketing campaign without leaving Tucson. Visit www.russellpublic.com or call us today at 232-9840. That's 232-9840. Russell Public Communications. Creative campaigns that connect, compel, and convert.
Hello, Tucson. This is Melissa D'Arabian from $10 Dinners on the Food Network, and you're listening to On the Menu Live with my friend Matt Russell on AM 1330, The Jolt.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. This is Matt Russell broadcasting live from the Melting Pot at the Foothills Mall here with my lovely celebrity co-host for this wonderful occasion, Jessica Nedidick.
You know, I get now, a round look, of applause.
Let me just say,
let me just
say, there must be some misunderstanding.
Somebody paid that.
Where were you guys when Jessica wasn't here? I mean, come on. She walks in. She puts the headset on. She gets a standing ovation for
they
crying out loud.
Them.
Anyway.
And chocolate.
Well, you just gave away the secret. Anyway, Rich Abrahamson and Melissa Croft have put out this great world-class fondue experience. We are really fulfilling our fondue fantasies, are we not,
we
Jessica?
Are fully fulfilling our
fondue. Fulfilling our fondue fantasies right here at the Melting Pot. Anyway, again, a four-course meal. Cupid's Dream Cheese Fondue, or this a wonderful other Aphrodite's Creation Cheese Fondue, Cherry Blossom Salad, or a classic Caesar, Hearts of Filet Entree, or a Sea of Love, and then the fourth course, the Chocolate Aphrodisiac Fondue. Mm. We're going to be making our way through most of what we've talked about. If I can even get through the second course, that'll be something that I should be proud of.
Yes.
Because this is quite extraordinary. Anyway, this full package here for Valentine's weekend is going to go for around $55 a person. But, again, if you come in and join us tonight for dinner, or if you come in and join us next Tuesday for dinner, Rich and Melissa are going to knock an additional $10 off that price. So that's only $45 per person for this world-class experience. I don't know about you. Are they open for breakfast?
I know. I mean, do we do fondue for breakfast? I think it's a great concept. You know, I think that people, it's lost on people. I think they think it's appetizer. I think that they think it's 70s cocktail party. But you know right. what it is? It is a full meal, and it's an interactive meal.
Exactly right.
Very interactive.
And speaking of interactive, the man who is going to tell us all about the Melting Pot right here in Southern Arizona is the man who runs the entire operation right here. His name is Rich Abrahamson. Rich, what's going on?
Not much. How are you?
I'm doing great. I mean, how can't I be? I'm looking at bubbling cheese.
Thanks for having me on.
Cheese that bubbles.
Cheese that bubbles is a good thing. My year is getting started. A wonderful happy Valentine's Day to you as we celebrate the beginning of Valentine's Week.
You as well.
And thank you for hosting. Give us an idea. You know, we've talked about fondue, and we've talked about things bubbling with love and passion. But give us an idea of the background of the Melting Pot. How did this whole operation get started?
Well, the Melting Pot has been around for quite a while. It's founded in Maitland, Florida in 1975, and it's made its way to the West Coast very frequently, and right now we're expanding, and it's just a great thing.
You know, it's funny that Jessica mentioned, because it took me back to my childhood. You know, she said 1970s. Mm-hmm. When you're thinking about 70s, okay, we have this idea for what we think fondue is. You know, it's like that's almost like saying, you know, we think we know what a good dinner is because this TV dinner thing came up in the 70s.
Right.
I mean, right? So you think you have an idea of what fondue is, and then you walk into the Melting Pot, and your whole concept changes because you have taken the idea of fondue and taken it to a completely different level. Talk a little bit about that.
Well, the idea of fondue usually comes from cheese and chocolate. Most people think that fondue just means cheese and chocolate. But we also do entrees and salads, and we make a huge meal out of it for you. But the idea of cheese and chocolate is really where fondue started originally.
Two of the basic food groups.
It actually started with cheese, technically, but yeah, absolutely.
And that's great. And taking a look around the setting, and I want you to talk a little bit about it. We gave a little bit of a tease with this idea of these intimate booths where you can draw the drapes and enjoy, you know, an intimate moment with the one that you love over some wonderful food. I see on the tables there really is a burner on every table. Talk a little bit about the setting of the Melting Pot.
Well, the setting is set very romantic. What we do is we do have a burner on each table, and we also have private booths, as you mentioned, for two. The idea of the Melting Pot is basically more based around human interaction. It forces you to communicate with that other person that you're with. A lot of times when you go out to eat, you know everything about the person you're with, so there's not a whole lot to say. But when you're at the Melting Pot, you have to communicate in order to understand exactly what you're eating. And
wow.
Our servers are on, I would say they're on stage more than they're actually serving
you. Right. So you were really challenging the assumption that, you know, a great culinary experience is about good food.
Absolutely.
It's good food.
And good wine.
And good wine. But like you said, it's an encounter. It's an experience that the Melting Pot provides that you really don't see happening at a lot of the other restaurants.
Yeah, it's definitely an experience, and it will take you some time to eat. Our typical dinner for two will take anywhere between 2 hours and 2 hours and 15 minutes.
Wow.
So you want to be able to make sure that you've got the time to do that.
Good to know. We also understand that the Melting Pot, obviously a wonderful place to enjoy a special moment with the one you love. This is also a popular place to come, Rich, when you're planning on popping the question and someone taking a knee.
That's very true.
I mean, is that happening fairly regularly here at the Melting Pot?
That does happen fairly regularly. It usually the person usually calls and asks for the curtain table booths, and they asked to figure out a way, a unique way to get engaged, and we'll put their ring sometimes in a glass of champagne, or we'll put it on the cheesecake at the last part of their meal.
Oh, beautiful.
And we have quite a few engagements at the Melting Pot.
Wow, you know, the woman sitting to your right, I proposed to a little over 20 years ago at a Chinese restaurant. I actually put the ring in a fortune cookie. I had to break the fortune cookie right in half, put the ring in, super glued it back together, and put it on. And I'm thinking to myself throughout the entire meal, I hope she takes the right cookie. I'm here probably saying 20 years later, she took the right cookie.
Right, absolutely.
Did. Anyway, so a wonderful place to start your relationship together and do that right here at the Melting Pot.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And then you guys, Melting Pot, I see sort of around town a lot, you know, not just here at the restaurant, but you're involved in a lot of, community activities and philanthropic activities. Talk about that sort of conceptually, why it's important for the Melting Pot to get behind, nonprofit organizations in town.
Well, it's very important. It's important for any business to get behind nonprofit, and it's just to be a part of the community and to let them know that we're all in it together. We're going to be doing the event that's coming up here very shortly, and we do many different venues throughout the course of the year to help nonprofits. We try to do about one a month, and we're always looking for new ones that are interested in having us help them out in any way that we can.
It's wonderful. Our hats off to you for getting involved. And I know Alliance Beverage does, cares deeply about nonprofit organizations in this town, and again does a great job in helping to spread that word. In looking at the setting, when you took me on a kind of a behind the scenes tour here at the Melting Pot, one of the things that intrigued me most is the size of the place. So there's a different room that almost has a different personality with each room. So I'm being walked around this grand restaurant, and there's no huge dining room where you're seating 250 people. I mean, the way you've designed this space is quite extraordinary.
Let me give it to you straight. Matt got lost on the way to the restaurant.
Oh, well,
there you have it.
She blew my cover.
I know.
I couldn't find my way back. And Chuck's like, we got 30 seconds till we go on. I'm looking if I got to leave a trail of crouton to get back to the table.
No, it's lovely. To your point, Matt, it's a lovely intimate space.
It's a lovely intimate space, and you can accommodate a fairly good amount of folks here. But even fully at full capacity here, Rich, you don't get the sense that you are just a couple dining amidst a mass of other people. The service here is something that you guys have really pride yourselves on.
Yeah, we request that everybody has the perfect night out when they come out to the restaurant. And that means that everything is taken care of as soon as you walk in the door. And the perfect night out is what we stand by, and it's what we believe in. And to answer your question about the restaurant's design, it was designed that way purposely so that you wouldn't feel that there was a tremendous amount of people in a space with a lot of noise and that kind of thing. So it keeps that intimate setting all the way through the restaurant.
Wonderful. Before we switch gears and talk to Melissa, because she's going to take us on a guided tour
of
a culinary journey, the likes of which I don't know that I've seen before. And I'm rarely rendered speechless, and I think Melissa has come darn near close to getting me there. Talk about your bar scene, because there you do have kind of a nice bar lounge that's kind of set apart from the dining experience. Talk about what you have going on behind the bar.
We do have our bar scene, and we do a happy hour every Monday through Friday, and we do that from 4:30 until 6, and we do $5 per person cheese and $5 per person chocolate, and we have drink specials as well. And our bar scene is a very intimate bar as well. It's not a sports bar, but we do have the TV on and those kinds of things.
Great.
But it is definitely an intimate bar scene as well.
Yeah, because, again, you want to foster that interactive encounter that your guests have with one another. You don't want to do anything to distract from the proceedings here.
When you come from the outside, we want you to just forget about the outside and kind of step into a little new world.
That's right. And my listeners are probably wondering, why am I keeping my voice level so low? I mean, normally I'm like a circus barker. I don't want to do anything to disrupt, the encounter that your guests are here receiving. But anyway, this is a wonderful place, Rich. I can't thank you enough for helping to bring the Melting Pot here to Tucson, and I have made a new best friend. Thank you so much for everything you've done.
Thank you so much for coming out.
We're going to switch gears and talk a little bit about the food here with Melissa Croft, manager right here at the Melting Pot of the Foothills Mall. And Melissa, what a pleasure it is to have you here on the show.
Oh, it's a pleasure for me as well. Thank you.
So, okay, I'm going to raise up my hands, and I'm almost about ready to wave the white surrender flag, and I haven't even started yet. So I'm going to ask you, we see a beautiful range of food that you have lovingly prepared for me and for Jessica and for Chuck, and we're grateful for that. Where do you begin when you're thinking about this feast that you put before us?
Well, obviously, you're going to always think with cheese first. That's definitely
think
the most popular the most popular thing that we have here. Today, I've provided you with our Cupid's Dream Cheese Fondue. It's a creamy blend of butter case and Fontina cheeses with fresh roasted red bell peppers. And it also has shallots and blue cheese crumbles in there as well. It's got a sherry and a white wine base, so you can really taste that wine come through the cheeses. It really pairs well nicely with everything.
Oh, my goodness.
I've also provided you with our entree here this evening
as
well.
I just have to stop there.
Okay.
Okay. This is live radio. Excuse me.
You're welcome.
Butter case cheese. Talk to me.
Very, very buttery.
yeah.
Incredibly buttery. That's really the best word to describe it. Buttery, nutty.
Yeah.
Really pairs well with nicely with wine.
It's a beautiful, full flavor. It's rich, but not overwhelmingly rich, where you're thinking you're not going to possibly make your way to the second course. But there's that nutty, that sweetness, that richness to it that's really, really beautiful. I love what you've done by bringing the blue in, because you're not seeing that a lot. You don't think about blue when you're thinking of the 70s fondue. This is that modern twist with the shallots and the blue cheese, and just a suggestion to give it a little bit of a bite. Well done.
Well, thank you.
This
very
is
much.
Absolutely delicious.
It suggests that it's gourmet versus just, hey, let's throw the Velveeta in the
exactly. I get that question constantly about people. They go, what do you do? And we use the best, finest quality cheeses that you can buy. And that's really what you get here at the Melting Pot, is the best quality ingredients that you can find.
You know, it's absolutely funny. This could possibly be, and we break records all the time on this show. I think this is an historic moment, because I believe this is the very first time that the word Velveeta has ever been ushered inside the Melting Pot. So Jessica Nenadic can take credit for that.
Velveeta.
You know, she says Velveeta. Three of the chefs come out of the kitchen with a frown saying, what is it talking about, a Velveeta?
Yeah,
that's
anyway.
A forbidden word here at the Melting
Pot. I know.
This is beautiful. What's next?
Well, what's next? I kind of skipped the salad course just because we're limited on time. But I went ahead and provided you with some of our entree items here. That's first time ever you never received cooked food here, but I went ahead and took it upon myself to cook it for you.
Well, if I want anyone cooking my fondue, it's Melissa Croft.
Well, I went ahead and provided you with the hearts of filet. What we've done is we've done a garlic and wine filet, which garlic and wine seasoning is one of our unique seasonings that we have here at the Melting Pot. Pairs nice with all of our entrees and salads. So I went ahead and just tossed up those filet mignon pieces in the garlic and wine seasoning. Also provided you with a honey Dijon chicken breast, which is really, really subtle and clean, but very flavorful at the same time. We've also got the fire and spice shrimp, keeping it a little spicy for
nice.
Valentine's Day. It's got a little bit of Tabasco in there, some crushed red pepper flakes, you know, citrus, very, very tasty stuff. Also provided you with our peppercorn crusted New York strip. That kind of speaks for itself. Very tasty, especially in this gorgonzola port sauce that we have here. Unbelievable combination there, so you should go ahead and try that out.
She said gorgonzola port, Chuck.
And we're also providing you with some sea scallops there as well, which I haven't done anything with those because those kind of speak for themselves.
Oh, my goodness.
Everything's been prepared in our coq au vin, which is our most popular cooking style here. This is a vegetable bouillon broth with burgundy wine, mushrooms, green onions, and garlic with cracked pepper. We add all of those items tableside for the guests to be able to interact with the server during the entree experience as well. So it's a lot
of fun.
That
was going to be my next question, because you think entree and you think, okay, this is a great filet, great shrimp. This is actually incorporated into the fondue experience as well. It's not something that's produced in the kitchen and brought to you on a plate, right? I mean, you're doing this tableside with these cauldrons as well.
Exactly. You spoke to Rich earlier about the training process here, and it's a very elaborate process with our servers. I mean, they have to be able to walk these our guests through the experience. I mean, we can't just basically cut them loose and let them do their own thing. We kind of walk them through the journey. So
Gorgonzola
port. It's a very rich and robust cheese sauce. It goes great on vegetables, great on anything that's beef.
She said the G word, Matt.
We've also got our Green Goddess sauce here, which is by far our most popular. It's a cream cheese, sour cream, parsley, chives, and onion. Goes great on just about everything. Mm-hmm. The ladies love it.
I actually got smart
this year, and I incorporated the Green Goddess into our other cheese that we're offering for Valentine's Day, which is the Aphrodite's Creation. This is a cheddar cheese blend. It's cheddar and Swiss with our signature Green Goddess sauce, hot sauce, tomatoes. It's very, very yummy. So you also have that choice as well.
And so we've gone from this Cupid's Dream Cheese Fondue. We skipped the salad course because the beef and the shrimp and the scallops and the chicken and the ravioli were just sort of calling my name and singing a song. And I'm not one to deprive those poor creatures down there their opportunity to dance inside my mouth. So thank you for doing that. We've got about another minute left before we do our trivia question.
So let's talk about our chocolate really fast. This is by far the most decadent thing on the menu. Today I've What I've created here is a chocolate aphrodisiac. I've basically blended two aphrodisiacs together. We've done freshly pureed strawberries, dark chocolate, just kind of whipped them together. We're serving it with our dessert plate, which we've actually incorporated a cream puff with that this year.
Is that the one that I'm about to
stab? That's the one you're about ready to eat. This it's unbelievable in the dark chocolate. Of course, you get all the other fruits and cakes as well, strawberries, bananas, rice, marshmallows, pound cake, and brownie, all sorts of delicious things to dip into the chocolate. Of course, if you have any gluten intolerance or allergies, we're more than able to accommodate you. We'll obviously give you nothing but fruit if you're not able to eat wheat or anything like that.
Right. That's wonderful. The great thing about that cream puff and the chocolate, thank you for the napkin,
it just
Jessica.
Explodes in your mouth.
It explodes in my mouth.
Everyone wants to explode on Valentine's Day.
But the nice thing
sure.
is, you got the... this is a family show, Melissa. Anyway, so we've got this great warm chocolate, but then you have the warmth, you know, the temperature, the heat of the chocolate, and then when you bite into that cream puff, it's the coolness of the filling. So you have sort of that hot and cold thing going on inside your mouth, and I'm celebrating it.
Multi-textural.
Oh, yeah. This is the only time out of the year that we use the cream puff. It's a, you know, once a year thing, and people absolutely love it, and so it's just wonderful.
That's wonderful. Well, anyway, all of our listeners are going to want to know exactly how they can get down here. We've talked about the special for tonight, and as well as Tuesday, $45 a person. If you come in here, you can sample, and you can have all of the things we've talked about and so much more, champagne and a lovely gift from the Melting Pot for only $45 a person if you say the secret phrase, the jolt.
The jolt.
So they're going to be saying that. But anyway, this is the time now for our listeners to put their dialing fingers on and see if they can have a stab at winning a gift certificate to experience the Melting Pot for themselves. And I want you to read out what our trivia question is going to be.
Basically, our trivia question is what is the cheese that you think of when you think of cheese fondue? You're thinking traditional. You're thinking what you made at your table when you were a kid with your family, just enjoying fondue together. It's the most common cheese fondue that you can think of.
The most common cheese fondue that you can think of. If you think you know the answer, give us a call right now at 529-3508. Again, 529-3508 for a chance to win a great gift card to experience the Melting Pot at the Foothills Mall for you and someone you love. Stick around. Good luck. We'll be right back.
Where's everyone meeting for the hottest dining, shopping, and nightlife in town? Main Gate Square, of course. Just west of the University of Arizona Main Gate on University Boulevard. A casual walk around the two-block square will take you to more than 50 of Tucson's most exciting restaurants, cafes, retailers, boutiques, and salons. Experience the best of international cuisine, including French, Thai, Greek, Indian, Irish, and a host of other restaurants representing virtually every corner of the globe. And when the sun goes down, Main Gate Square is the place to be for live music, dancing, wine and beer tastings, art exhibits, and other special events. And did I mention the shopping? Come see what all the buzz is about on University Boulevard between Park and Euclid. Visit www.maingatesquare.com to find out what awaits you today. By day or by night, there's always something here for everyone at Main Gate Square.
The biggest mistake in marketing and public relations is when people talk about what their products and services do, when they really should be talking about how they solve problems for their customers. That's what it takes to earn public trust in you and your organization. At Russell Public Communications, we work with clients all over the country to develop and implement effective PR strategies that earn their public's trust. Whether it's staging national press conferences, developing compelling and creative marketing campaigns, launching new products, or securing valuable media exposure, Russell Public Communications provides a depth of industry knowledge and real-world experience that is second to none. Find out how to put a Madison Avenue twist on your marketing campaign without leaving Tucson. Visit www.russellpublic.com or call us today at 232-9840. That's 232-9840. Russell Public Communications. Creative campaigns that connect, compel, and convert.
We'll be right back.
to On the Menu Live. It's Matt Russell broadcasting live from the Melting Pot at the Foothills Mall with my celebrity co-host of the hour, the lovely Jessica Nedidick from Alliance Beverage.
Thanks, Matt. Thanks for having me.
She just disappeared with a spoon and a thing of chocolate. She just came back. You know, why use the forks? There's, you know, life is short. Anyway, we're having a great time here with our new best friends, Rich Abrahamson and Melissa Croft of the Melting Pot, and they want to give a gift certificate away to the person who calls in with the answer to the trivia question. We've got a full board back at the studio. Let's not waste any time at all and go to line one. His name is Rick. Welcome to On the Menu Live, Rick.
Hey, so first of all, I have to say hi to my daughter,
hi,
Jessica, and tell her how proud I am of her for being on the show and the thing that she's doing. And boy, howdy. You know, so second of all, I know the 70s name has got to go with Velveeta. I know that was she was used to, and that's what we used because, but maybe the upper class, or at least the middle class, probably went with Cheddar, so I'm going with Cheddar.
I'm sorry, that's not correct.
No, it was Velveeta, wasn't it?
Sorry,
nope,
Dad.
Sure.
Anyway, better luck next time.
You said the forbidden word. Thanks for calling, Dad.
Bring home some dessert.
We're
okay,
taking awful good care of her. Anyway, that opens up a line at 529-3508. We're going to go to line two and talk to Rose. What's going on, Rose?
I'm just ready to answer. I'm excited.
Okay, well, we're excited as well. I love when listeners are excited. You know, I have that impact on most women, and I thought I would share that with you. Anyway, I digress. What's the answer?
Well, hopefully I'm pronouncing it right. Durer?
You're very, very close. That is one of the things that's in the cheese. You're on the right track. Can you want to try one more time?
Swiss.
It is a Swiss. You're absolutely correct.
So we're going to give it to her.
We're going to give it to you.
You're very close.
It's actually an Emmentaler and Gruyere mix of Swiss cheeses, but it is called the traditional Swiss, which we do offer here at the Melting Pot as well.
Awesome.
And it's traditional recipe. Very, very good.
So she nailed it.
She nailed it. So you're
going to
have to order the
Rose.
Traditional Swiss when you come in and honor your gift certificate to the Melting Pot.
Wonderful.
And you're
listen, Rose,
welcome.
I don't want you to hang up. I want you to stay on the line because Mark back at the studio is going to get all your information. It's going to be my honor, my privilege, Rose, to send you this gift card in the mail, and I only ask you to do one thing when you come into the Melting Pot. Look for Melissa. Look for Rich. You know, one of them is bound to be here somewhere. They sleep here.
Yes,
I'm going to start
it.
Sleeping here, right next to that vat of chocolate. Anyway, Rose, thank you so much for calling. Congratulations.
Thank you.
So, wow, a traditional Swiss.
Traditional Swiss. She hit it right. I mean, she was very close. I didn't expect someone to get the exact answer, but she was very close. So, congratulations.
That's great. And so, you know, there's a lot of things that you have going on here at the Melting Pot. You know, some events that you host here, right here. Talk a little bit about some of the special things that you have going on.
Well, we're constantly trying to keep things interesting. You know, the best place to look at what we're doing locally is our website, which is meltingpot.com/Tucson. You can also sign up for our Club Fondue, where you receive exclusive Club Fondue member discounts. You're also going to receive emails that we do for special events. We also host a ladies' night out, usually once a month, and you can get the information through Club Fondue or our website as well. Do a lot of fun things for the ladies. We do an entree for $29 a person. We usually have some sort of venue here, a 5-minute massage, a mini manicure,
wow,
a purse party of some
kind.
We do all sorts of drink specials and things like that. We really like to take care of the ladies. We usually try to do some sort of fun theme. So it's a whole lot of fun, but you know, we do daily specials every day. We have a happy hour Monday through Friday from 4:30 to 6. You know, we also do, you know, just date nights and things like that. So the website's always the best place to go to see, you know, what you want to do and go to the Melting Pot, because
always
it doesn't always have to be a special occasion. It can be an anytime occasion.
Very good point. There's always something happening right here at the Melting Pot. So we can't encourage our listeners enough to come on down here and take advantage of everything that you've heard Melissa and Rich talk about. How about, you know, reservations are probably suggested on typical busy nights of the week. What's the number that you should give out for reservations?
Our phone number here is 520-575-6358.
One more time.
520-575-6358. You're also more than welcome to make reservations online through our website as well. You can do it through Open Table or Reserve.
Great.
And we get those, you know, all the time as well. So you don't have to call. You can do it on our website as well.
That's wonderful. Right here at the Foothills Mall. Don't be running around inside the Foothills Mall looking for it, though. It's attached to the mall, but the entrance is right there on the west end of the mall.
We're on the back side of the Foothills Mall facing west, just south of the food court area. It's a great place to stop off on your way to the movie theater, have some chocolate and some drinks on your way to the movie.
Yeah.
It's a great place to stop. It
Wonderful.
Doesn't take very long at all.
Melissa, I have a question for you. What is the etiquette for double dipping?
Etiquette for double dipping, I guess it just depends if you're kissing. if you're not kissing that person, I would not double dip.
What a great way.
There are some fun little facts, though. You know, if you drop a piece of bread in the cheese, you know, if you're a woman, you have to kiss everyone at the table. If you're a male, you have to buy a bottle of wine. So
I love it. What a perfect way to
piece of bread in the
show
and
right
buy a
here.
Bottle of wine,
our
so.
Thanks to all of our special guests, including Jessica Nenedic from Alliance Beverage. What a great show this has been. Again, come here for dinner tonight. Come here for dinner on Tuesday. Take advantage of this great special. If you missed any part of this show whatsoever, the entire show is going to rerun on Saturday at 12 noon right here on AM 1330. In the meantime, this is Matt Russell reminding you, if it's Thursday at 5,
it's on the menu live.
Have a great weekend.
AM 1330, KJLL, South Tucson.